thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator. Welcome, wonderful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Villitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Germany donates $230,000 for clean water in Afghanistan. In peace news, Rwanda plans to share lessons of her success towards becoming a harmonious nation. In vegan products news, a Canadian cruelty-free accessories company will be manufacturing bags for Apple Computer. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 5th, esteemed environmental activist Mr. David Ross Brower is remembered. Born in 1912 in California, United States, Mr. Brower passed away on this day in 2000. He was the first executive director of the Sierra Club, with membership increasing from 7,000 to 70,000 during his leadership. Mr. Brower was also founder of the eco-organizations Friends of the Earth and the Earth Island Institute. Among his many other accomplishments are advocacy work that led to the creation of 9 national parks and seashores in the US and the passing of the country's 1964 Wilderness Act. This safeguarded millions of acres of public lands. May the fine legacy of Mr. David Ross Brower continue to inspire others into pursuing noble efforts to save our precious burdened world.
Severe flooding claims lives in Tunisia. Following heavy rains that began on October 30th, dumping 180 millimeters in some regions, northern parts of the country have been hit by floods that have led to the collapse of houses as well as blocking roads and bridges. 2 young men also lost their lives while trying to cross a river, while a woman perished as she was overcome by floodwaters in a car, with several regions reporting inundated homes with residents that had to be evacuated. Government and other agencies, such as the Tunisian Red Crescent, have been working to stabilize the situation, while the military has joined in emergency rescue operations.
Asking our nearby association members to please check with local officials to find out whether any assistance is required, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she also requested that they go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable. She added that funds are available for emergency aid.
Our grateful appreciation, Tunisian government, military and Red Crescent, for your timely efforts, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. We are saddened to know of the lives lost, and we pray that such calamities are lessened through our striving to more kindly care for the environment.
Earthquakes rattle New Zealand, Indonesia, Spain, Pacific Antarctic Ridge, Jamaica, Costa Rica, Chile, and Ecuador. On Wednesday morning, November 2nd, a quake measuring 4.8 on the Richter scale rumbled off New Zealand's Clifford Bay, 63 kilometers southwest of Wellington. The tremor was felt as far south as Kaikoura on South Island and northward along North Island's Kapiti coast. A 5.0 magnitude quake then rocked Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, occurring 75 kilometers southeast of Gorontalo. Also on Wednesday, a 4.0 magnitude tremor was felt on El Hierro of the Spanish Canary Islands, as it struck northwest of La Frontera. These tremors occurred as an underwater volcano south of the island continued to emit magma, altering the color and temperature of regional ocean waters. Another quake that hit on Wednesday struck as a powerful magnitude 6.2 tremor in the Pacific Antarctic Ridge region.
Occurring just 1 kilometer deep, it was the fourth to rumble the southern pole region in 4 days. In Jamaica, residents in the southern parishes of St. Elizabeth and St. Andrew, as well as in the capital Kingston, felt a magnitude 4.6 tremor centered some 80 kilometers southwest of the Black River as the third quake to shake the island since Saturday. In Latin America on Wednesday as well, a 5.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Costa Rica, 35 kilometers south of Punta Arenas, while northern Chile was hit the following day by a quake measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale.
77 kilometers southeast of Antofagasta, and residents of Esmeraldas, Ecuador, reported feeling the effects of a 4.0 magnitude quake centered 14 kilometers from the town. However, there were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries for any of these events. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions. May the threat of such disasters be eased as we engage as a vegan world in gentler, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Ngày sau chiến ngang trên biển cả rộng dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan.
Này kim hỡi thôi hãy ngừng tổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lớt lai. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quằn thắt giữa hàng đông. Hãy tình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biến đào nguyên.
Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan.
Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 445. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We are very happy that EU accepted it.
Leaders meet to foster Afghan peace, jointly hosted by Afghanistan and Turkey on Wednesday, November 2nd, in the Turkish city Istanbul. The conference titled Security and Cooperation in the Heart of Asia was attended by representatives from countries neighboring Afghanistan, as well as other international and world organization leaders, with the opening address shared by Turkish President Dr. Abdullah Gül and Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Delegates discussed various aspects of Afghanistan's restored sovereignty, especially pending the withdrawal of foreign troops scheduled for completion in 2014.
Representatives such as Pakistan's Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kaur affirmed her country's complete cooperation in securing Afghan peace. Delegates from the 12 attending countries also signed the Istanbul Protocol, in which they pledged to support Afghanistan's stability and integrity in the transfer of power to her government. Speaking on behalf of all participants, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu stated, "We guarantee that the regional and friendly countries will help rebuild Afghanistan until it is peaceful and stable."
Your Excellencies, we sincerely appreciate your warm support of international neighbor Afghanistan. May her deserving people soon be bestowed with lasting security, dignity, and unified peace.
New Loving Heart brings smiles to Formosa or Taiwan to support a growing consciousness and wish by more people to protect the welfare of the planet. The Loving Heart Nanxi Youcheng was recently opened in Kaohsiung, Formosa.
Vibrant and welcoming, this branch is a cozy and abundantly stocked grocery that offers organic vegan foods, including fresh fruits and vegetables and other cruelty-free products.
那来的话也是发觉，哎，他们产品也蛮多元的，也蛮丰富的，这样店员也蛮亲切的。
As part of Loving Hut International, the world's fastest growing family of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut Nanci Youcheng follows the ideal of Supreme Master Qinghai in offering ways for people to realize the ease and affordability of the wholesome, earth-saving, organic vegan lifestyle.
开这家店的理念呢，最主要的就是每一个人能够吃到健康、有机、纯素的东西。 也支持我们师傅一直推广说有机纯素能够化解全球危机，把每一个人的家庭，好的厨房能够全面改成有机的东西，
吃比较舒适，比较干净的食物，对我们的那个，诶，思想层面应该是很有很大的帮助，人会比较正向一点。 Hats off Loving Hut on another grand launch. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing her noble vision toward the betterment of our health and that of the planet. May appealing locales such as these continue to speed us toward a harmonious, abundant, vegan world.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
American producer and director remembered, renowned in the world of cinema, Mr. Gilbert Cates has passed away at the age of 77. With a long career that earned him much respect in television, film and theater, Mr. Cates was perhaps most widely known for producing a record 14 annual Academy Awards broadcasts, 13 of which were nominated for or won Emmy Awards. Amongst his film and television productions were the multiple Oscar-nominated I Never Sang for My Father and the popular Oh God, Book 2. Having twice served as president of the Directors Guild of America and as a member of the Oscars Board of Governors, Mr. Cates also founded the Geffen Playhouse as well as the School of Theater, Film and Television at the University of California, Los Angeles. Speaking in tribute, current Academy President Tom Chirac stated, "His passing is a tremendous loss to the entertainment industry. Our sincere sympathies to the family, friends, and colleagues of Mr. Gilbert Cates, whose legacy will continue to uplift audiences worldwide. May his soul rest serenely in the light and grace of the divine."
Save our planet. Speaking on October 30th, 2011, to Mexican news agency Notimex, Ecuadorian biologist and professor Mario Garcia warns that hummingbirds, whose colorful beauty was once abundant in great variety across the Latin American country, are now imperiled by primarily deforestation for plantations and livestock, with many species that face extinction.
Save Our Planet. At a first-ever China-Africa think tank forum on October 30, 2011, Chinese official Liu Xie reported on efforts to assist Africa in addressing climate change, saying that his government has helped implement at least 100 sustainable energy projects throughout 11 African countries, with plans for expanded support.
Warning News. Data released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on November the 1st, 2011, revealed that antibiotics sold for livestock had increased to £30.6 million in 2010, an amount that not only exceeds those prescribed to humans, but is also resulting in increased human illness with antibiotic-resistant infections that are more difficult to treat.
Hi, I'm Molly the Moose, and I eat smart with a delectable vegan diet. Today I have a household tip to share. To repair a door that's not closing properly, first check the hinges for loose screws and be sure they fit flush. Then mark areas of the door that are catching and trim them with a hand plane. Finally, seal the edges using paint or a finish to help prevent moisture from changing the size of the door. Enjoy your smooth closing door. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the German government donates $230,000 for clean water in Afghanistan. According to Bochtar News Agency, four projects carried out by the German Society for International Cooperation, or GIZ, will supply potable water to 3,500 families in Samangan province. Three villages in the Horavar Saborg district are the recipients of the initiative. A warm appreciation, Germany, for your generosity. May many kind-hearted Afghani citizens benefit from your caring endeavour.
In peace news, Rwanda plans to share lessons of her success towards becoming a harmonious nation. The Experience of Rwanda conference will be held in the capital Kigali on November 8th and 9th, 2011. The gathering will be attended by experts, leaders of international and regional organizations, as well as several heads of state and government officials. The goal of the symposium is to discuss the development, reconstruction and reconciliation achievements made after the end of an unpeaceful time in the country. Our best wishes, the Experience of Rwanda, for a very successful meeting. May tranquility and goodwill prevail throughout the world. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Canadian vegan company distributes its popular bags at women's shelters. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more mind-soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for an illustrious world. In vegan product news, Matte and Natte eco-friendly accessories gain market popularity. Designed by Montreal, Canada-based Via Vegan Limited, the popular products include men and women's vegan bags, belts and wallets made mainly with plastic from recycled bottles. With $10 million Canadian dollars in annual revenue, the 12-person firm has been recognised by Profit Magazine as one of the country's fastest-growing companies in 2009. Recently, the company signed an agreement to manufacture bags for Apple computers. The vegan enterprise also regularly donates their beautiful bags to women's shelters around the Montreal area. Congratulations, Via Vegan Limited, on your outstanding products and success. May more such wonderful cruelty-free items become readily available for the compassionate citizens of Canada and the world.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Indonesian entitled The Football Match.
Dua tim sepak bola sedang terlibat dalam pertandingan sepak bola ketika hujan mulai turun sangat deras. Wasit lalu memanggil dua kapten dari kedua tim itu dan berkata, "Kita harus menangguhkan pertandingan ini ke lain hari karena hujan yang lebat." Dan salah satu dari kapten tim itu berkata, "Lebih baik terus melanjutkan pertandingan ini dan malah atur ulang saja lapangan sepak bola dan para penontonnya."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on how to get the most blessings, a compilation of excerpts of Supreme Master Ching Hai's illuminating lectures. This presentation can also be accessed in our online archives.
I request you to come forward to save all creatures. Gupta from India.
Animals should be respected, not exploited. Alan from the United Kingdom.
Great message. I enjoy watching this often. Thank you. Shodai from the United States.
Compassionate Gupta, Alan and Shodai, thank you for your caring messages. Supreme Master Ching Hai so lovingly explains how one earns a lot of spiritual merit by protecting the animals and adopting a vegan lifestyle. May God's infinite grace be with you and the generous people of India, the United Kingdom and the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed by heaven's boundless love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
President Raul Castro welcomes His Majesty King Letzi III of Lesotho to Cuba, where the two leaders discuss enhancing bilateral relations, with His Majesty expressing appreciation for the Cuban government's assistance and cooperation throughout the years.
Visiting Libya, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon affirms the United Nations' support in helping the country transition to democracy through offered assistance in areas such as elections, a new constitution, public security and human rights.
Australia and New Zealand partner to provide additional aid to the drought-affected residents of the island of Tuvalu as they send 450,000 liters of water to the country's main island, along with two delivery trucks, while supporting a mission to determine the needs of other islands.
With Palestine's admission as a full member of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, now confirmed, government officials state that they will seek membership in 16 other UN agencies, including the World Health Organization.
At a regional World Health Organization meeting, the Philippine government is recognized for its efforts to curb smoking through initiatives such as raising taxes on tobacco, while the Metro Manila Development Authority is lauded for its public smoking bans in 17 cities and towns.
Thanks to a $1 million donation from Japan, the International Organization for Migration is able to increase shelter and other emergency response operations in flood-affected Pakistan, providing some 24,000 people with tarpaulins, ropes, blankets, kitchen sets, solar lamps and sleeping mats.
The Bristol, Tennessee Fire Department in the USA purchases special devices so that it is now equipped to help resuscitate animal companions who have become overcome with smoke, with each unit including a mask and hand-operated air pump.
Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud asks that 477 Palestinians recently released from Israel be welcomed to the country for the Holy Islam Pilgrimage of the Hajj, saying that he is personally donating funds to cover their travel and related expenses.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.